Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of its latest test. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned it.
I demand the DPRK cease any further nuclear activities and meets its obligations for verifiable denuclearization.
After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace and security. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters that since coalition airstrikes began in August 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraq's foreign minister offered Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between the two countries deteriorated this week following the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia then cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term in office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A Constitutional Review Commission recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve. The commission also recommended the term of office for senators be reduced to the current from the current 9 years to 6 and representatives from 6 to 4. This is VOA News.